Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
From our New York studios, our commentator, CNN's Don Lemon. How are you, Don? You recuperated?
I am great. Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good.
Good, man.
Good, man.
You're doing great. Jackie, you recovered from the cruise? Yes.
I'm getting there. Have you?
I have. I heard about this while we were on the cruise, and I didn't think that I was going to have to comment on it.
What?
When I first heard this Ben Affleck Root story, I didn't think that much about it.
Right.
I said, he's a public figure. They do everything they do to protect their image. What public figure doesn't do that? They hire a whole team of people to do it. Nothing out of the ordinary. But then the more I thought about it, y'all, and the further reading I did, the more it became unsettling to me. And then, I want you to take a close listen, and then I saw this.
Your sixth great grandfather volunteered to serve in the Patriot Army.
Wow.
He fought, Ben, in the American Revolution.
Wow. That is incredible.
You are descended from a patriot.
I knew I felt a special affinity for the football team. It wasn't. That is really, really something. I love it. I'm developing this movie about Revolutionary War. Now I see why I was drawn to it.
Yeah, so, you have a personal connection.
That is amazing.
Well, that is amazing because Affleck, he was great. Oh, I'm a descendant from a patriot, but he didn't want to disclose the fact that at least one of his family members was a slave owner. And it's amazing to me, honestly, that Henry Louis Gates Jr. went along with Affleck's request for the information to be withheld. It only came out after emails between Sony and Gates were leaked by hackers. Remember that? In fairness, though, I have to say that Gates, he didn't want to go along with the scheme, but eventually he relented and he wrote this. He said it would embarrass him talking about Affleck and compromise on integrity. I think he's getting bad advice. In the same email, Gates also wrote, once we open the door to censorship, we lose control of the brand. Well, Gates should have taken his own advice, in my opinion. He was just as responsible, if not more, as Affleck. I say that because just a few months ago, my colleagues and I traced our roots for CNN. I talked about it on this program. Some of us uncovered some really painful information about our ancestors. My colleague, Michaela Pereira, you might remember, she was adopted. She took on that subject fearlessly. My mother and I made a very painful trip to a slave dungeon in Ghana. I also learned that my great-grandfather was a white overseer at a plantation where he and my mulatto great-grandmother worked and met. That's what they called him back then, mulatto. They had a secret child who was my grandmother. My grandfather eventually committed suicide. We learned about all of that. In that same series, my colleague Anderson Cooper shared to the world that his family had once owned slaves. It should not be surprising to anyone, anywhere, that a white person in America could possibly be the descendant of slave owners. In fact, it should be expected. In full disclosure, I really like Ben Affleck. I commend him for his commitment to the Congo and for his other charitable works. But the whole point of tracing one's roots is to face our past with honesty, with integrity, and with dignity, no matter what is uncovered. If people see someone like Ben Affleck being transparent about our country's history, perhaps it will make our country's future a bit easier, at least race-wise. Imagine that being Batman's legacy, instead of how much he raked in at the box office. That would be my kind of superhero.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Interesting. Very so.
You're supposed to disclose things in that and be honest about the history of America, not try to hide things. I know people try to do it all the time at Skip Gate, and it should not be allowed.
Has he said anything, Ben Affleck, since he since this email came out, this information came out?
I haven't heard anything from Ben Affleck. I did see a statement from Skip Gate saying that he had complete editorial control. He decided what he thought would be most important. It was important, I thought, for him to, he thought at least for him to, you know, say that he was a descendant of a hero for the Revolutionary War and that his mother fought for civil rights, but it's not important to talk about his slave ownership. Mm-hmm. I think that's important.
So are people coming out? Are they holding that against Ben?
I don't know if they are. I think that they might now when you honestly think about it. But had he said that before, it would just make him more human. I think people would like him even more if he was honest about that.
I think he's probably just embarrassed about it. Didn't want anybody to know that stuff.
Yeah, my question is, what is it actually going to change if he,
mm-hmm.
if he, you know.
Yeah, I don't understand releases why he's that information.
What granddaddy and them do? You ain't got no control over that, right?
Well, but that's the whole point of the roots. I mean, his grandfather too. His grandfather was a revolutionary hero. I think that, or his great grandfather. I think that's very important. And for someone to say that my parents owned slaves, or I think that's important. It's why is it important for us to admit that we were descendants of slaves, or that we had, you know, were descendants of, some of us were descendants of slave owners? What's the whole point of the truth if you're not going to tell it? What's the whole point of our history?
Well, open up, let it go, keep it 100. Thank
well
you,
said,
Don Lemon. Appreciate you. Yeah, you got us
thinking.
Have
a great day, y'all.
Very interesting.
You too,
have a great day too, my man.